First off, does anybody know the last time he's been to a football game? Okay, with that being said, he tweeted out a 3-year-old photo of him at a Colts game. So, with the information that I have, the last time he's been to a Colts game is 3 years ago. So, this looks like a PR stunt to me. He knew our team has had the most players protest. He knew that we were probably going to do it again. And so, this is what systemic oppression looks like. A man with power comes to the game, tweets a couple things out, and leaves the game with an attempt to thwart our efforts. Again, based on the information I have, that's the assumption that I make.
Well, two things. One, he's completely right. It was a stupid PR stunt. And second, who cares how many games he goes to? You have to take the context of this one moment and why he did it. It was a PR stunt. I think it was just a joke to do. It would serve no purpose. And it made me angry, no matter what political side I found it, that just made me angry. Now, again, I don't care if he's been to Colts games. Now you're missing, you're changing the narrative there. Who cares how many games he's been to? He went to this one specifically to tweet. I mean, literally, if you want to come down brass tacks down to the end, he went to this one so they could send, he could send a tweet and Trump could send a tweet. That's all this was. That's all this thing
you're
was.
Right. This was just so they could keep their narrative going by sending out
That's
a tweet
it.
And defend themselves,
yes.
their own selves.
That's
wow.
it. It's amazing that they took the time, with as much as going on in this country, with natural disasters and massive shootings and massacres in our town, that you've got the time to go back home to Indianapolis to stay at a game for 3 minutes so you can tweet about it. You knew they were kneeling. It's the Niners. They kneel every 10 or 11 of those guys kneel every week in support of Kaepernick and the message. 364-1100, 364-1100. What did you think about what Pence did? Let's continue on this now. Now, Jerry Jones. Jarrah comes out yesterday. Anyone on the Dallas Cowboys who disrespects the flag, in essence, kneels or make any kinds of protest in his mind against the flag, will not play on his team. Two things. We've been pretty consistent on this show about it. One, they're not protesting the flag. These guys can't get past what they're really protesting. Agree or disagree with the protests, that flag represents your ability to protest. That flag allows you to protest. Now, the other part of this is this. He owns a team. He can do whatever the hell he wants. So if he says you can't kneel and you kneel, you do so with the idea that he could cut you or not have you on his team. Doesn't make it right. He owns a team. He's in charge. So while I disagree with his stance that no, that these guys should not, if they choose to, have an ability to silently protest what they're protesting by kneeling or raising a fist or whatever they were going to do or whatever they would do. While I disagree with his contention that he would not play anyone who would do that, sadly, it is his right. He owns the team. Do what he wants. It's his team. So, you know, you can't, I mean, you can rip him all you want, but there's nothing stopping him from doing it. He's the owner.
He's flip-flopping, though.
I agree. He's flip-flopping.
So his message is starting to get tainted, and the way he's trying to hold on to it, he's just trying to do what pleases everybody,
yeah.
And that's not working.
364-1100, 364-1100. Isaac, what's up, man?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good,
it's,
man.
It's Ivan. I don't know if you said Isaac or Ivan.
Oh, sorry.
But, no problem. I just wanted to say that it's so appalling that, you know, when the sports that are loved by all of these people in Congress and in political offices are tainted with steroids and stuff like that, they can create these committees to address them and clean up their great American sports. But when people are protesting because of racial injustice and, you know, tainted police forces and stuff like that, then there's no committee being created. That's all that, you know, if they would just take some initiative as politicians, we wouldn't even have this argument. Everything would be over. All the kneeling, all of that would be over.
It would be over if they just took the time to just listen, and if they put so much effort into their own little committees to make themselves so special, maybe they need to refocus on what their committees are really doing and what they're saying, because they are still not addressing the issues. They're trying to do their own narrative and try to prove that they're still right. Yeah, they're still trying to prove that they're right in their argument, and yet they still haven't come to the agreements of what they're just being asked to do socially. 69187 on the text line back to Jarrah. I would love to see all the Cowboys players take a knee just to stick it in Jerry's blank. Another text, 69187, I wish Dak and Zeke would kneel, but they don't have the blank to kneel, though.
Well, good points. And if because then if you really want to challenge him, because I agree with you, I think Jones has flip-flopped a lot on it, that's a great text, because if you do want to challenge him, it has to be guys like that. You know, the backup cornerback, although I don't know how many cornerbacks they really have given how they defend people, but, you know, the backup cornerback, Nealon's not going to make a difference. He'll cut you right away. Great text. And he's right, Clay. That's saying in any sport, it has to be the elite star players. What have people said in the past about, like, movements or this or that? That's why people have hard times sometimes with Brady. If Brady does things, people, no matter if they like him or not, he's essentially the face of the league. People follow what he does very closely, and obviously he's very down the middle, you know, Jordan, Republicans buy shoes, all of that. That's Brady. Always has been. That's how he's going to be. But if he went another way on it and actually took a stance sometimes on this stuff, that would really, I think, make a difference. On the Cowboys specifically, Dak and Zeke are the guys that would have to do something like that for there to be a serious difference. So great text on that. We want to hear a text, 69187. We're talking about Mike Pence, the vice president, showing up, publicity stunt, leaving right away once the Niners knelt, and also Jerry Jones saying, if you, in his opinion, defame the flag or protest against the flag or disgrace the flag, in his mind, he will cut you. Alex, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing? Appreciate you guys taking the call.
What's up, man?
Hey, I really have no issue with what the vice president did in regards, because, yeah, he may have known what they were going to do, but he's going to make his statement like the NFL players are making their statement. In regards to the previous call, as far as making committees and whatnot, I believe that even if they did make a committee and they started addressing it, there's no way to completely weed out a bad cop here, racial injustice there. You take the incident that happened last Sunday night with our first responders. I don't think they really cared whether the shooter was black, white, Hispanic, Asian, or anything like that, or who the victims were. They're going in there to save innocent lives, and they were going in there to stop a threat for our citizens. And correct me if I'm wrong, I believe this whole protest started with Kaepernick stating that he wasn't going to stand for a flag or for a country that supported police brutality and supported racial injustice.
Yes.
So I really don't think that, I mean, and when it comes down to it, when they're protesting, they are disrespecting the country and they are disrespecting the flag, because that was the start of it, that he said that, hey, I'm not going to stand for a country or a flag that supports this. And I just really think that it's just a bunch of nonsense right now. And I think if they had an overall, if there was an overall outcome, if there was an overall outcome, they say, hey, this is what we want. Saying no more police brutality, no more racial injustice, that's a very broad statement, because you can have police departments say, okay, yeah, we're going to look into cops and bad cops here and there, and if there's some sort of police brutality, then we're going to look into it, but it's always going to happen. You can salute Metro North Las Vegas Henderson for what they did last Sunday and be like, oh, those guys are great for saving lives, but then their next use of force that may be questionable, they're going to forget about all the good things they did and just focus on that one bad thing. So I just really think that they need to appreciate what's going on with the good cops out there, with the country that's helping them out, and just play football.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it, brother. Good call there, and we've got a bunch on deck. We're talking Vice President Mike Pence showing up the Colts game to make some kind of statement. He was there for about 2 seconds. They knelt. He left. He tweeted about it. Trump with the follow tweet. And also Jerry Jones saying you won't play for the Cowboys if, in fact, you do such a protest.